Torah teaches us in Parshas Tzav that one of the mitzvahs leisah say is shloi le'echel minchas koyin, that the carbon mincha that a koyin brings, none of it should be consumed. The pasuk says v'kol minchas koyin, any mincha that a koyin brings, kol tiyah should be completely consumed, lo'y soichel may not be eaten. And the Sefer HaChinuch, in explaining this mitzvah, explains Mishar Shah mitzvah. What is the basis of this mitzvah? Hayisoy Shemar Tchil is something that we've discussed. Ki kavanas a carbon, loyler lev hamakrivasoy. When somebody brings a carbon, it's supposed to inspire him. From Yoichla Kaim and Chasoy, and if the Kaim will consume his carbon mincha, lois ora liba aleha yafa, it won't be able to inspire him. He will look at it as if he's just baking bread to eat. Even if his colleagues will eat his carbon mincha, he'll eat their carbon mincha, will still have the same concern that everybody will just be eating it because they want to eat. That's why the Torah taught us. Shatiya kala, the carbon mincha should be completely burnt, le'sachl shem adav, to give us the opportunity. The things that we do every day, we should remember that what we do every day are supposed to remind us and inspire us to do what's right. And Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein in his Sefer, Mitzvahs B'Simcha, says a very interesting story to illustrate this concept. He says that he was once visiting Germany, and he made an appointment to meet this wealthy man who will give him a donation for the yeshiva, for the Panovich yeshiva. So the wealthy person was a very wealthy man, and the time that the Panovich Rav was supposed to be in Germany was a time that he was supposed to travel somewhere by train. So the Panovich Rav says that they made up that this man is going on a train that's scheduled to leave at 8 a.m. and they'll meet in the station at 7:45. At that point, the Panovich Rav agreed, and then he realized that there aren't that many minyanim for shachris in Germany. And if he's going to make that appointment, he's going to miss the opportunity to daven tefillah b'tzibur. And he decided that we are all obligated to daven tefillah b'tzibur, tefillah with a minyan, and it doesn't supersede our appointments. So he went to daven, and he only finished davening at 8:30, and he went to the train station, not really certain that there was any point in going to this train station. He gets to the train station, it's 8:40, and all of a sudden, the wealthy person shows up, and he says that he had also miscalculated, woken up late or whatever, and he was taking the 9 o'clock train, and therefore, it was perfect that he was there at 8:45. Panovich Rav said, "I learned an important lesson. My lesson is that we have an obligation to do what we have to do. And we can never let anything else get in the way of what we are supposed to do. And therefore, here, I daven tefillah b'tzibur." And that's what is the lesson of the Karban Mincha of the Kayin. Every day, the Kayin brings the Karban Mincha. But as much as he brings the Karban Mincha every day, he never can lose sight. He never can lose sight that he's supposed to do that they're here to inspire us and here to do what we're supposed to do. The Rav Dushinsky explains that the pasuk says, the beginning of our parasha is a carbon iron ubanov. And the Medrash says, Amma chavav kabanim shal nasiyim lefnei kodesh baruch hu. The kabanis that the Nesiyim brought as our special to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kishira Sh'amri Yisrael B'yan, just like the Shira that Klal Yisrael said by Yamsov. Shira Shamri Yisrael B'yam. When Klal Yisrael was standing by the Yamsov, they said a Shira. They said Zeh Keli Venveyu. And Zeh Kanksiv. And here it says Zeh Karbon Nachshim Ben Amenadam. Reb Nachman Amar continues the Medrash. Chaviva Kabbanah Shal Nasiyam of Nekodesh Baruch Hu Kishnei Luchas Abris. The Kabbanahs that they brought are so special to Hashem like the Luchas. V'shnei Luchas Abris Ksiv Mizeh U'Mizeh Heim Ksuvim. V'kan Ksiv Zeh Karbon Nachshin B'Minodov. What is the Medrash teaching us? So I saw that Rav Dushinsky explains that there's, we say, Zeh Keli Vanveyu. What does Zeh Keli Vanveyu come to represent? Anivahu, that we are supposed to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever we do, and whenever we bring a carbon, the purpose of the carbon is to remind us that we always have to be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's pshat in the pasuk, that when Hevel brought the carbon, and we know Hevel's carbon was the carbon that was accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu, versus Cain's carbon, which was not accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu, because the pasuk says by Hevel's carbon, the Hevel hevi gam hu ben b'chayrus tzaynay. Hevel hevi gam hu. He brought himself. He brought himself when he brought a carbon. When somebody brings the carbon, when somebody connects himself to the lesson of the carbon, when the carbon is just not just a carbon mincha flour, a cake that I'm bringing, it's not just an animal that I'm sacrificing. It's I myself who I'm connecting to Hashem, and recognize that after everything, before and after everything I do, that is what I'm supposed to be doing in this world. I'm supposed to be connecting myself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh Karbon Nachshin Ben Aminadav. Nachshin Ben Aminadav taught us that the carbon is not the animal. The carbon is Nachshin Ben Aminadav. The carbon, when you are the carbon, when you are trying to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vanveyu Vanivahu, that is what is more important than any carbon that you could bring. And that will be the carbon. And that's more important than the Luchas Abris. Because the whole point of Torah is to bring us closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if somebody lives his life bringing the carbon with that purpose, then he will have accomplished what a carbon is supposed to bring. And the Pasuk says, V'skola eda hikal ha-pesach ha'el moed. Rashi explains that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered all of Klal Yisrael to the entrance of the Ohel Moed. And Rashi says, Zeh Echad Min HaMakomos, this was one of the places, Shehichzik Muras Meruba. You had so many, such a small area, and there were so many people all of Klal Yisrael. And the Medrash brings other places that they had this experience. What is the lesson of this experience? The lesson of the experience is that a human being, a person with his gashmius, with his own desires and needs, take up space. But if we are living a life that we're not just thinking about ourselves, and we're not just thinking about our personal needs, but rather we're thinking about what are we here in the world for, and how do we spend our time in this world connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you don't need any space. Because space is a function of Gashmius. But if we lift up our lives and we make our lives the lives of Ruchnius, then we live a life that we connect to the Ohel Moed, to a place that we can bring Kabbonis, to a place where we can become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Mu'ud is Machzik Samaruba. Space doesn't become a consideration. The only consideration, as the Panovich Rav taught us, is that we have to think as what does Hashem want us to do at this moment. And when we put our heads and minds that that's what drives our actions and drives our lives, then we are zoicher to constantly become a carbon, constantly connect zakeli vanveyu anivahu, to be able to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.